Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. First off, I'd like to thank you for checking out this series. If it's your first time, I do hope you'll hit that subscribe button. Maybe now, maybe at the end, you'll think, oh yeah, no, I enjoyed this. Of course, you can find us at all the major spots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you like to get your podcasts from. Just type in Kyle Meredith with, hit subscribe. Bring you brand new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so you can keep up with your favorite artists, discover some new ones, and know what's happening in the music world. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today my guest, the legendary Bootsy Collins. We're going to be talking about a single he put out this summer called Stars. In fact, it was a track that as he finished his record and then found himself in quarantine like all the rest of the world, he thought, I'll make one more song and sort of, you know, make it about what's happening out there. So he teams up with Emmy Sunshine, and he's going to tell us all about that. In fact, beyond Emmy Sunshine, as Bootsy will say, he wanted a collage of cultures as far as the other artists who were involved on this, including Cornel West, Bela Fleck, and a whole lot of others. We hear how the proceeds goes to Music Cares, and then getting into the themes. You know, Bootsy has said, with everything that's happening out, it seems like the world is missing the hippie side of things. So I want to know exactly what he means by that, how all of us are on the mothership, and the tragedies that bring us together, and the news about the album that he's putting out at the end of the year. So let's get into it. It's Kyle Meredith with Bootsy Collins.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, man. You got a great new single out. I know you got an upcoming album coming out later on this fall as well. But, you know, getting into this, what we've heard so far with Stars, always powerful stuff, what you're doing. Was there anything that specifically, I know this was written so late in the process, or at least that's what I've read for this record. Was there anything specific that made you want to tackle this one?
Well, I think it was all of the sudden, you know, it was like, you know, we have a big decision to make, and it didn't just feel like I was the only one had to make a decision. It was like the whole world, everybody was affected by this pandemic, and, you know, gigs were canceled. Festivals was canceled. So this was bigger. This was way bigger than us. And it was like, well, what can I do? You know, it's like cutting the album was fantastic up until that point. It's like, I need to do something now because the album is not going to come out, you know, until late, you know, like October. And so, it kind of inspired me to do something that was critical, like right now. And so that's what I did. I went on a hunt for the track first, found the track in my vault, and it was like, okay, I got to, you know, get these singers together. And I didn't want it to be just one singer. I wanted it to be a collage of cultures, you know. I started looking, and I started getting in contact with people, and I ran across this young girl in Nashville, Emmy Sunshine, and she's a singer and a songwriter, but I didn't know how great she was at writing. And so I sent a track to her, and we went back and forth. We was talking on the phone, which, by the way, is a very new concept for me because I'm used to, you know, recording with people in the room, you know, in the studio. So that kind of threw me off, but I said, hey, I got to go for this. If this is the way we can do it, we have to do it. We have to do it. And she was coming up for the Cincinnati Reds parade, and all of that got canceled. And so, okay, so that meant, okay, you got to get it done through the emails and through back and forth on the phone. And that's what we did. Next thing I know, we had a beginning of the track Stars was born. And so I started reaching out to other people to get on it, you know, from different countries. And next thing I know, we had it, you know. It was like, wow, everybody started feeling groovy about it, you know. And so, and it was a very great cause for the Music Cares, who's been our friends for years, who helps musicians out, you know. And all my musician friends and buddies, you know, the gigs was getting canceled. And so what better way to help this situation than to do something with Music Cares that helps musicians in times like these? And so all of that kind of came together, and that was my mission.
Well, you know, grabbing someone like Emmy Sunshine, I mean, you know, that's two different generations, but you're speaking about something, a big message here, obviously a very relevant and topical message here. I, you know, a lot of times we recall the 60s when we're talking about the protests, what's happening in the streets. But recently I read you talking about, you know, that sometimes we're missing the hippie side of it, I think is what you had said. What's the message that we're missing right now?
Well, I think it's the love, the peace. I mean, the real love and the real peace. I don't think we as people, as a country now, know what that is. I came through a time where it was like not overproduced, or, you know, it just felt good. You know, it wasn't just, you know, just out of the ordinary feeling. It was a real feeling, and I felt that from Emmy, and it kind of surprised me a little bit because she was so young, and, you know, she was like, she reminded me of like a older Janis Joplin, you know. And the funny thing is, we had never met. I just felt her vibe, I felt her spirit, and it felt like that to me. And I don't know, you know, it's like the song kind of turned out like that, you know, with that kind of real love and real peace thing, bringing people together even before the other part of the disease kicked in. You know, this song related to all of it, the racism, the corona. I mean, any and everything that we were going through, at the end of the day, this song kind of fits into all of it because it's all about bringing people together, all about people working together. And, you know, because this thing is really separating everybody. And, you know, this song is designed to, you know, bring people together and to show that we are all on the mothership. The mothership is the earth. That's our mothership. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to ride on this ride. Some kind of way we forgot about that, you know, and we've had it so good as Americans that we have forgot the blessings, you know, that we all share, you know, and, you know, it's like, you know, you can't forget that. Even if you do forget it, whoever created us says, I'm going to make something happen that will remind you that you guys are together. And if somebody's going overboard, you all are going overboard. And so we walk the plank. We all walk the plank. And some of us don't know it, you know? It's like, and when you fall off, you know, you don't get caught by the hands, you know? So, when we fall off, everybody wants to be in the same hands, you know? And that's what we should be right here on this earth. We all are in the same hands. And so most people don't realize that. And these things happen. These tragedy things happen to bring us together. And that's what the song is about.
Well, it's a powerful song. And you know, for as long as stars have been a part of your gravity anyway, from you know, the facial wear to the guitar and everything, I think I'm most surprised that you hadn't already had a song called Stars at this point.
Yeah. Oh, you checked that out too, right?
Yeah, I checked that out too. Bootsy, it is, you know, it's so great what you're doing out there, and it's always so great to hear from you. I am so looking forward to the record as well, with The Power of One. Hopefully we can catch up down the road when that comes out too, in the meantime.
Oh, man, I'm so looking forward to that myself, you know. October 23rd, it will be out on the streets.
All right, man.
Ready to get lifted up. All right.
Thank you so much, and take care.
All right, pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. My thanks, Bootsy Collins, again. The brand new single is called Stars, and the new album out a little bit later on this year. And thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Again, you can subscribe to this series. We'll bring you brand new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so you can keep up with all of your favorite artists. Find us at all the major podcast hotspots, including iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, that's WFPK.org, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, @ Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along there. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, I'm Jen, and I love horror movies.
I'm Mikey. I'm dead inside, and I also love horror movies.
And we really like to torture our friend Todd because he hates horror movies.
That I do. And that's why they call me the horror virgin.
That's the only reason we call him that.
No other reasons at all.
Whatever. So
every week, we take him through the encyclopedia of horror, the good, the bad, the ridiculously Jack Frosts.
And then we make fun of it more or less.
Or explain its deceptive feminism.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's my thing.
And I'm the funny one. Our episodes drop on Monday, so check us out.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.